Sports.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what's best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Coming into this show tonight, we didn't know this man's talents, but at the end, we knew a lot of his talents. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Mem Lane, promo at PWMania.com. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Tonight's Raw made me feel pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
So very pretty.
We're going to get into that, and hopefully by the time we get to it, they actually put up the audio.
Please, God, somebody put that audio up, please.
Yeah, please, really pretty, please. So, CM Punk opened up tonight's show, said he spent the entire week trying to figure out why the Shield attacked him, but coming to the ring right now, he figured it out. He made the cardinal sin of criticizing Triple H last week on Raw. And he said it was just one of those comments. Hunter lacked creativity or something like that. So he goes, who was he to question the King of Kings? Punk said he hopes to, it's just a coincidence because he wants nothing to do with the authority. I like living in my own universe, Punk said. He said the King of Kings isn't that dense to pick a fight with someone who prides himself on being one of the biggest anti-authority figures in WWE history. If he's right though, then the authority's group of stupid, ignorant D-bags, as it were, he's come across his entire life. That was bleeped on the show.
Yep.
Punk, you know, basically, you know, was then interrupted by Stephanie McMahon, who offered everyone a Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Somebody said Punk has it all wrong because they're all about free speech, and for them to think the authority attacked Punk because he called Hunter a bad name is so, you know, kindergarten. Stephanie said Punk doesn't share their values, and it's much easier for him to point at the finger at them. Stephanie said they were just as upset as he was when the Shield attacked Punk, and they have bigger things to think about, like the WWE title versus world title contract signing tonight. But she is fair. She said that if Punk has any more concerns, he can, you know, express them to, well, the director of operations, Kane. And then out came Kane.
With his sassy pants on.
Oh, yeah. He basically relayed the message that the Shield had nothing to do with the attack on... The authority had nothing to do with the Shield's attack on Punk last week. Punk was trying so hard not to laugh. Kane said he considers this issue resolved. He was then asked if he has any questions. Podcast Kane, when he became the big red ass kicker.
Kisser.
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 Kisser. Kisser. Right. Kicker. Yeah, it's no longer kicker. It's Kisser. Kane told Punk not to take this lightly. He said, they are not the enemy, and Punk shouldn't go down this path. Punk said it's obvious Kane sold out. Why doesn't he walk down the aisleway and get knocked out without you know, selling out? Or he can make Kane go to sleep. Stephanie advised Kane, just stay, calm down, back away. Kane took a deep breath. Out came the shield. Punk grabbed the chair, was ready for the fight, and then she told the shield to stop. Don't. You have to respect and admire CM Punk. And then Kane told Punk, you know, he should also be challenged, and he will be when he faces all three members of the shield at TLC in a handicap match. Okay, Kane was tremendous because he was so soft and so serious.
And so damn sassy.
Very, very sassy. I like this promo. I thought this was a good open.
This was a great open. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I find it interesting that as the director of operations, Kane is in charge of the investigations for the authority, including why the Shield attacks CM Punk and why the Wyatts kidnapped Daniel Bryan. Gee, I wonder who could possibly be behind both. Let me think about this. But yeah, Kane in this segment was tremendous. I almost wish that, like, he didn't have the theme music anymore.
Yeah, he needs new music.
He needs either new music or he should just not come out to music. He should just walk out.
He should get Big Johnny's old music.
No! Oh, God, no. No.
No.
No.
No.
But, yeah, this was absolutely tremendous.
But this was not the highlight of Kane. That comes later in the show.
That comes way later.
After that all was announced, we had Michael Cole read a statement that basically said, they guarantee that their one man will emerge from TLC as champion. Then they read off the app vote. You can now determine what the new champion will be called. Will it be the Unified Champion, the Undisputed Champion, or the Undisputed World Champion?
Do not want.
Next Monday night, as it's been announced, it will be the Slammies, and the first award you get to vote on your app will be the Superstar of the Year.
I'm going to my app to vote.
I don't know if you can vote just yet, but that's one of the awards you'll be able to vote for.
I'm going to see. How about that?
Okay. I think
since you know my app now works because I'm in the correct time zone.
You know what's going to happen? I think they're going to run the voting during Raw next week, and you won't be able to vote.
Probably not, no. They're going to block the West Coast out because we're not going to be allowed to vote. Bastards! That's usually what happens, is you can't vote on anything if you get the delayed feed of Raw. Because everything's already happened, so you don't influence the vote any.
Right. Our
jerks.
Our first contest of the evening, the number one contendership match for the Intercontinental Championship, Dolph Ziggler, Damian Sandow. The line, I believe it came in this one, well, it came from JBL. Skip it.
Yes.
We had a skip it reference. Because they've been competing in all types of contests, and they should, you know, do it, including skip it. Tremendous. The match was fine. It saw Damian Sandow give Dolph Ziggler your welcome for the victory to become the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship.
The finish was a little quick on this, and after the really epic matches that they've had the last 2 weeks, I was honestly expecting a little bit more.
Yeah, they didn't give him a lot of time tonight.
It was a little disappointing. It was like, but I wanted so much more than this. But congratulations to Damian Sandow. Well done.
So at sweet. Luke McCown is warming up for the Saints. Sweet. Backup quarterback time means no points lost. Well, he can't throw to Jimmy Graham. How about that? Anyway, getting back into it. The next contest of the evening, speaking of skip it, will be AJ Lee and Tamina and Samurai taking on the Bella Twins and Natalya. And for 95% of this match, AJ Lee skipped the round of the ring.
Why, we don't know, but she did it.
AJ, once with Natty being hurt, AJ got into the ring, went for a cover, couldn't beat Natty, ended up getting rolled up for the victory, rolled up on Natalya for the victory. And it has been announced that Natty is now the number one contender for the Divas title.
Okay, then. I want to rant on this a little bit. One, because this wasn't a very good match.
Okay.
I mean, I know they didn't have a lot of time, but this just wasn't... This could have been so much better. They didn't click. It's like, you could have found, no offense to Summer Rae, but since they're not going to let Summer Rae actually wrestle, since we all know she can, but they're not going to let her, you could have found another diva that can wrestle to work with Tamina and AJ, but it is what it is. But I would just want to rant on Nikki Bella's gear for a minute, because I really don't like it.
Okay.
The socks and the shirt and the socks and everything, it just kind of bothers me. I kind of want her to get better gear.
Well, it goes back to her, athletic days when she was a soccer player.
Well, that's fine. You can have athletic-looking gear, but it can look better than that. Because it doesn't flatter her. It doesn't make her look good.
Right.
Like, that's the thing, is it's very unflattering, especially the socks, because they're knee socks. They come up, and they just, it's like she's got those short shorts on, so it's like it all doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got the t-shirt on, so it's like it looks like she was literally laying in bed, she overslept, she threw her shoes and a ball cap on, and she runs out to the ring. Like, that's literally what it looks like. Like, she was just laying around in bed, and she overslept, and she had, her kinky panties on or something. I have no idea.
She put the wrong clothes in the wrong hamper at John Cena's house.
She did. She totally put the wrong clothes in the wrong hamper. That's it.
So, the Total Divas win again. It was announced that later on in the program, it will be Eric Rowan taking on Daniel Bryan.
Let's hope Eric Rowan doesn't like to eat goat.
Right. Our next Slammy category, Extreme Moment of the Year. Now, I'm not 100% sure which one this is, but we're playing one of them now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the debut of Bad News Barrett.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bad News Barrett.
There he is, Wade Barrett.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The good news is we are live on Monday Night Raw.
That's good news.
Yeah.
The bad news is we are stuck in an arena full of hillbillies. And overweight miscreants who had to name their city after their state just so they could remember it. Here in Oak Yuck 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 City. Thank you.
Ladies.
Bad News Barrett.
The fact that they're running this is awesome.
So when he stood up there, all I thought was...
Right? the same podium and everything. Uh-huh. They just put Bad News Barrett magnets all over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bad News Barrett. We go backstage. Randy Orton is talking to Brad Maddox, who's, you know, back from injury. Orton, you know, was apologizing for not being sympathetic to his past injury. So he would like Brad to do something for him. Orton told Brad to tell the Authority to recognize him as the greatest star of all time and bigger than WWE. Lindsay?
Hashtag bigger than the business?
Thank you very much.
It's the only thing I'm good for.
No, you're good for many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that. You are. Anyway. So, he's bigger than the business. Our next Slammy category is Insult of the Year.
Interesting.
Now, up next, it is Daniel Bryan versus Eric Rowan. We'll get to the match in a second. Daniel Bryan came down to the ring, and they plugged, for the first time in history on Monday Night Raw, a podcast. They know we exist on the internet, Lindsay.
Yeah, except it wasn't our podcast they plugged, was it?
No. But they plugged internet radio, I mean a podcast. It's different. Anyway. A little subtle shot. Anyway. Our next contest is Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. Thoughts?
Okay. Because I'm watching the match again because it's on right now on the replay.
Mm-hmm.
I ranted because they didn't do the full entrance because there was no Boo-Boo.
Right.
Boo-Boo did, and if you don't know who Boo-Boo is Bray. Bray did not come down to the ring with Rowan and Harper. Rowan and Harper appeared on their own.
Yes, basically what happened was, let's see, how can we do this? Ah, like this. We can do it like this. Basically, all we heard in the arena was this. And the lights went black. Lights came back on. And Luke Harper and Eric Rowan stood in the ring. And then the match started.
We had the unmasking. Harper roughed Rowan up a little bit, and then he sent Rowan to work on Dan O'Brien. And we'll get into the family dynamic after we talk about the match, but the whole time I was sitting there ranting, going, where the hell is Bray? I've waited all day for this. Where the hell is Bray? But this match, this was a nice, nice showing for Eric Rowan.
I was surprised it went as long as it did. Because Eric Rowan is not as experienced as the other two Wyatt family members.
It went long, but it had a nice, slow pace for him, so he could literally just manhandle Bryan.
Which is what he did. He manhandled Daniel Bryan for a majority of the matchup, and it included, you know, him swinging him into the guardrail at one point, and then someone's phone went flying.
Right? Like, we're at the spot now where literally Rowan just, like, catches Bryan, almost drops him, has to catch him on the rail, turns around, and then just literally throws Bryan like a football into the wall. And it's just, it was, like I said, this was a really, really nice showing for Rowan.
It was.
You got to see just the pure power that's in the dude.
Mm-hmm. Bryan,
can I talk about the family dynamic?
Let me recap the finish of the match and then you can.
Okay.
Bryan made his comeback and then basically Rowan was able to, you know, take back control, but Bryan was able to slip out from a press slam and rolled up Rowan for the victory. Bryan got the win. But Rowan had a really, really good showing in this contest. Throughout the match, before you get to your point, JBL was saying, predicted for the year 2014 that Daniel Bryan will join the Wyatt family and become Daniel Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can go.
Well, I think at one point Harper was calling him Daniel Wyatt, wasn't he?
Maybe.
I'm going to have to watch the match in more detail where I can hear sound and listen for Harper and see. But what's interesting is I was sitting here the first time waiting for something to happen because it's like Bray's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Bray is always there. Mm-hmm. So if Bray isn't there, something is going on that we don't know about. And but it's kind of interesting to see the family dynamic, the fact that you have, you know, Bray is the figurehead, he's the leader, but Harper is the one that is in charge of Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Bray wrangles Harper and kind of Rowan, but Harper's the one that mainly deals with Eric.
Uh-huh.
And wrangles him and deals, and so it's like the fact that Bray has the trust in Harper to wrangle Eric during this match while he can go off and do other things is kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you notice whenever Harper wrestles solo, Bray is there.
Yep.
Or whenever they're wrestling a tag team, Bray is there. But when Eric is wrestling, Bray doesn't need to be there. I just found that kind of interesting. And I kind of kept waiting, because I know what you're going to talk about next, but it's like, I'll just say what I was waiting for afterwards, but go ahead.
So, Daniel Bryan picked up his victory, and then, you know, once again, we heard this sound. And lo and behold, Bray Wyatt appeared on the Titantron. Now, I can't do it as good as him, nor will I try, so I'll just read it. Stand down. Don't worry, Bryan. They're not going to hurt you unless I tell them to. Understand something, Bryan. Since I've been on this earth, I've done a lot of horrible things to a lot of good people. And I'm a man enough to admit when I've been wrong. And I was wrong about you. I saw you as this minuscule little man fighting an uphill battle. I saw you chasing your little girly friend on the television. Tell me something. How long are you willing to live this lie? How long until you discover that your dirty little feet are soiling their red carpet? I understand you, Daniel Bryan. But they look at you like a dirty little circus clown. Like a gorilla in a cage. They can't love you like I can. I see a monster. Together, we can win this war. Together, we can bring the machine to its knees. Bryan, open your eyes. Number one, Bray Wyatt watches Total Divas.
Right? Like, I just couldn't get... And they left out the part of buying your little girly friend diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the hand gesture that went with it. The fact that he turned and he held his hand out like he had a goddamn diamond ring on that finger was hilarious. It's like, oh my god, that was such a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. Me and Lindsay have been talking a lot about Bray Wyatt and how they did SmackDown the last couple weeks on SmackDown. And they gave Bray Wyatt the freedom to cut a promo.
Mm-hmm.
They finally gave him that freedom to cut that promo on Monday Night Raw. And you listen to the crowd. They were silent because they were listening.
Yeah, that's the thing. And this promo was absolutely fantastic. It was so well done, so well crafted. Because you listen to the tone of his voice, you look at his body language, the fact that they're trying to actively recruit Bryan. They want Daniel Bryan in the family because Bray sees something in Bryan that he can use to his advantage. And so it's like, you know, they're not going to kidnap him. They're not going to beat him. You know, they're not going to kidnap him and brainwash him. They're going to try to bring him in willingly first.
Then, well, if he doesn't come willing, well,
then comes the fun.
Right.
But what I was kind of waiting for in this promo, because Rock and I have had this conversation, and I call Mole on Omega if this happens, because I'm putting this out in the air, is that I actually half expected to see Bray standing there with Bray.
Yeah, yeah. Because we came up with this whole scenario where they would put so much heat on Daniel, on this feud if Brie Bella is involved. I guess maybe we'll get into it Thursday. I don't know. But, yeah. There's a lot that can be done with Brie.
Well, and he brought her up, so she's now technically in play for the storyline, so she very well could get involved, but we'll have to see. But this whole segment, this whole overall segment with the match and then the promo was so incredibly well done.
For as good as that segment was, it got topped 3 minutes later.
Yeah, it did.
Backstage, Daniel Bryan was looking around, looking for someone, and bumped into, well, the director of operations, Kane. And, well, Kane, again, in his little subtle voice, they weren't partners anymore, but, Kane told little Daniel that he will, since him and CM Punk, have all these problems, that he told little Daniel that he will also be in a handicap match at TLC, facing all three of the Wyatts. And what this moment was tremendous for is the end of it, where Kane, with his arms to the side, started to point, going, yes, yes, yes.
Sarcastic as hell.
Uh-huh.
This... And Kane, obviously, he's like, well, since you and CM Punk are friends, because it's like he sounds like the jealous ex-boyfriend. He really did.
Uh-huh.
Like, legit sounded like the jealous ex-boyfriend. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people gift the points within 5 minutes of this happening, I am so proud.
Right? Fuck. They were quick. So it was yes, yes, yes. Again, I can't do it all. It just, you have to go back and watch it on Raw or whenever they put it up on their YouTube page. Next, R-Truth and Xavier Woods took on Tons of Funk.
It was a match?
It was a match. Brodus Clay lost to Xavier Woods via roll-up. After the match, Brodus Clay was a little mad and looked like he was going to attack his partner, but chose not to, but he was mad. I think heel Brodus is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Lindsay, we get the moment of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, our next contest of the evening features the return of Sin Cara!
With his brand new ink.
Huh. Sin Cara has ink. Huh. Who knew? Right. Okay. He took on Alberto Del Rio, still with mood lighting. Sin Cara won the match. Sin Cara beat Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, Alberto, how you fallen in the world.
Alright, I should clarify. Hunico beat Del Rio. Oops.
Well, to be fair, he made it through the entire match without botching, so that's fair, but...
And even Sin Cara can botch up not being on Raw. 5 minutes after it, he checked out of a Mexican restaurant in Mexico. Or checked into, rather.
Oh, Sin Cara.
Like, he went to Twitter and Foursquare and checked in to a Mexican restaurant.
I'm sorry, you can't tell me that wasn't intentional.
How would he know he was not probably not watching the show?
I don't know. That's too coincidental to not be intentional.
Oh, I know. But still, Sinbacha strikes again.
Sinbacha strikes again. Yes, absolutely. But what was odd about this match was that you had Del Rio cut almost like a Zeb Coulter-esque promo on him before the match.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, it's basically, okay, Del Rio, we don't have anything for you, so we're going to send you out there to job to Sin Cara because, yeah, we've got nothing.
The announcers did put over that Zeb Coulter loves this match.
But, yeah.
Oh, by the way, our next Slammy Award that they announced, Double Cross of the Year. Huh, I wonder who that's going to. Triple H.
Right?
Or Paul Heyman. I might go to Paul Heyman, too. Maybe. Our next one, after that, we have, we'll get to that one. Backstage was Renee Young talking to the World Heavyweight Champion John Cena. Cena talked about what being unified WWE Champion would mean, combining both the titles and history of the world and WWE titles. Cena said if you lived in the South, you were all about styling and profiling. Woo! Like Ric Flair. But if you lived in the North, you were all about the Pythons, brother.
Brother, brother, sister, mother, father.
Brother. Cena said now they are one big universe and it would mean everything to him if he were the unified champion. Then the Shield cut a promo basically saying that, well, one-on-one CM Punk can't beat any of them. So what chance does he have, you know, in a handicap match? Thoughts?
It was a promo.
Okay. Our next moment for Slammy Awards is this is awesome moment of the year.
Kane sassing Daniel Bryan.
I hope they put the nominees up this week on .com. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, I hope you just don't get to vote on the app. I really hope you get to vote on .com, because that's really only fair, because it's not right if only the East Coast or people on the East Coast feeds get to vote.
Right.
So they should at least open the voting for everybody on .com.
The 2007 Awards will air live next Monday night. You will determine the winner of each Slammy inside the WWE app. Sorry, that's what it says on .com.
Boo!
Our next contest of the evening is a 6-man tag team match. The Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and The Big Show took on The Shield. Alright, this was a really good match. I'm going to make one comment. Ow!
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so Big Show undid Roman's vest and went, boom! The sound of the chop, that sound of the chop across the chest can just make any person's chest hurt.
Dude, you heard that throughout the entire arena, and everybody in there cringed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, ow!
Right?
Because you know, like, you could see it on his face. That hurt.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I have this protective padding. Nope. Down it goes.
Nope.
so there you go. Really good match. Really good stuff. There was one comment from Seth Rollins in this match. That was tremendous, wasn't it, Lindsay?
Oh my god, Seth Rollins was yelling at Dean when Dean was in the ring with the Big Show. Grab it by his beard! Grab it by his beard! It's like, I don't think that's gonna help Seth, but well done. You know, thanks for trying. Thumbs up.
Right. Now, the finish of this match was really, really creative. On the outside, Roman Reigns speared the Big Show. In the ring, I believe it was Ambrose was down. It was Rollins lay down the ring. Ambrose and Goldust were fighting. Ambrose got set up for the superplex. Goldust hit the superplex. Then immediately, Seth Rollins rolled up Goldust for the victory. That was a creative finish.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that finish. It's a finish you wouldn't even think about. But it was there. Well done.
It was very well done. Very imaginative, very well done. And this was a fantastic match.
Definitely
worth a watch. And there's Kane doing the sarcastic points. You fantastic bastard, you. And Brian's, like, trying not to laugh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was the theme of the show. Don't laugh at Kane. Don't laugh at Kane. Alright, so, up next. I wish I had the audio of this, but I don't.
Oh, man!
I know, right? Wish they had the audio, but they don't have it up yet. I just checked both .com and YouTube. They don't have it up yet. So, basically, Renee Young is talking to CM Punk to discuss what happened, and he was as insane as possible. As basically, to sum it up, he sung from song "I'm So Pretty" from West Side Story. Then basically said he knows he's going down, but he's going to take. But how many of the Shield is he going to take with him? Someone got Punk drunk.
Someone got Punk to sing, not too horribly either.
No.
On Monday Night Raw. Like, I have to wonder if that was a dare. or something. I don't know. But yeah. It was like, Punk just starts singing "I Feel Pretty" on Monday Night Raw. And it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. It happened.
And then he got super uber serious. He's like, yeah, I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going down. I know what this is supposed to do to me. But how many of the bastards are going with me?
Pretty much. Our next Slammy the War next week will be Total Diva of the Year.
By the way, that promo deserves a Slammy just on its own.
Mm-hmm. And it may get one. You never know. Then, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Bad News Barrett.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bad News Barrett.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. This past Thursday, you Americans celebrated Thanksgiving. You ate turkey, gravy, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. As a result, your arteries are now clogged. You sweat when you eat. And you are all constipated. Thank you.
Bad News Barrett.
This health update brought to you by the JBL and Cole Show?
Pretty much.
It's like, okay, thanks, Wade.
The Bull and the Matadors horribly sold merch.
I love what somebody put out on Tumblr. Where, because basically Torito was speaking in Spanish, and somebody like fake translated it to basically, these two fake Matadors have kidnapped me, please send help. I will give you all this free stuff.
Right. Our next award will be the LOL moment of the year. Then our next contest of the evening, Mark Henry versus Fandango. Fandango lost.
But Henry wants to dance with Summer Rae.
He wants to twerk.
Why? Why is this becoming a thing? This is wrestling, damn it! There should be no twerking in wrestling!
You didn't have a twerksgiving? Like Brooke Tessmacher did in Impact?
No!
Oh, okay. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our next contest of the evening, the Real Americans, took on the Primetime Players. He did the swing again, and he faked like he was going to puke. He's gonna puke. He's gonna puke. That's all I thought in my head from Vince McMahon and Beyond the Mat. The Real Americans one.
And all we kept saying was, oh my god, don't puke. Please don't puke.
Please don't puke. Please. I don't need to see puke. And then finally, our final nominee will be Match of the Year for the Slammies. And there'll be a bunch more on .com as well. Like there were last year. So, this then brings us to the main event segment of the evening, the contract signing for the WWE and World Heavyweight Title Unification Match. With 38% of the vote, you, the WWE Universe, wants it to be called the Unified Champion.
What?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
It should just be called WWE Champion.
Right?
Don't make this complicated. We saw how complicated it was when they did it to the tag belts. Everyone kept screwing it up. Including JBL later in this promo.
Yeah, I was going to say, they haven't even unified the belts yet and they can't get it right.
He at one point called it the United Champion. The Undisputed United Champion. Hey, it's Dean Ambrose. Anyway, out came Triple H, and out came Stephanie the Authority. Basically said, they talked about the match coming up, and then Stephanie reinforced that there will be only one winner. One Undisputed Unified Champion. We guarantee it. You will like the way you look. We guarantee it. Stephanie then brought out Randy Orton. Brought out John Cena. Hunter thanked both men for coming out. Hunter told them to sit or stand whenever they want. Stephanie sarcastically thanked Randy Orton for his message about being bigger than the business. I mean, bigger than the WWE. Then Hunter hyped this, you know, his personal title holder, Randy Orton. Hunter name-dropped past champions who held the WWE Championship, including, you know, Hulk Hogan and Steve Austin. Then we got some world champions. Ric Flair got woos. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. And they actually did mention The Undertaker.
I'd like to point out, Taker held both belts. Just pointing that out.
So did Shawn. Shawn was the
person. So did Hunter.
And Stephanie each time said, and Triple H. Each time, which was hilarious.
Right? Steph's like, I got nothing, so I'm just going to add here.
Going to add you in. Hunter said unifying titles have been something I've been thinking about for a long time, but they needed both champions going into the match to be the face of the WWE, and they've reached a time that with both Cena and Orton. Hunter said they have a moment in time to cement their legacies forever. Hunter then, you know, gave Orton the contract. He signed it. Then Hunter gave it to Cena. Cena signed it. Orton then said, he is better than all the former champions, including John Cena, and including Triple H. But that's why the Authority chose him to be face of the WWE, because they don't like John Cena very much. Orton said he is the only one capable of taking down Cena and putting him out of his misery. Then Cena interrupted and said, hi, I'm John Cena, World Heavyweight Champion, and propping Orton to, you know, tell him to shut up. Orton reminded Cena that he kicked his dad in the head a few years ago, and since then, he made a great career off himself by destroying the hopes and dreams of his opponents. Orton said, despite all Cena's accomplishments, the only reason why he was put on God's green earth is to lose the biggest match, and then Cena told him to shut up. Cena mocked Orton a little bit. And then went back to 10 years ago when Hunter handpicked Orton to be a success in WWE. He never lived up to his potential, ever. Cena says he doesn't fault Hunter because he picked the most gifted WWE superstar ever. But with that, he got cocky and a bad attitude to boot. Then he got lazy. Cena said Orton got lazy, so he took his spot. Cena said he was the first to show up and last to leave. Cena said Orton thinks he was given everything because of his legacy and family history, so he thinks in one hand and crap in the other. Then see which fills up faster. Cena said if Orton gets anything from a TLC, he will have to earn it. Cena said he's not the Apex Predator. He's just John Cena. Which Lindsay said...
basically, I'm Superman.
Cena gave him two options. Leave or make a move. Cena tossed his baseball cap to the side. If, you know, basically said, if Orton makes so much as makes a move, one single move right now, this audience would mind of what will actually happen at TLC. So, will he do it? Orton moved the move the table, and the brawl was on. They brawled all around the ringside, using tables, ladders, and chairs on one another. Cena was on fire at first. Orton took control when he pushed the ladder into Cena's face. Grabbed the chair, used it repeatedly, but then Superman got up, shoved Randy Orton through a table, and then, one more time, put an AA through the table as John Cena stood tall as Monday Night Raw went off the air. Reaction.
Great closing segment.
That's it?
I mean, it was a great closing segment. I like how Steph and Hunter's sort of like
slowly.
Stealth, you know, slowly stealth like got out of the ring because Hunter basically bumps Steph's arm. He's like, start moving. And she starts moving and he slowly follows her. And then the chair gets knocked out of the ring or out of the way. And that's when Steph gets out of the ring. And then Hunter gets out of the ring and they slowly like just slink back. It's kind of hilarious to watch.
It is.
As these two are going back and forth in the promo, you just see them sort of slink off into the background a little bit, which was amazing.
Right.
And then they just vanish.
Mm-hmm. While this may not be the match everybody wants, this segment basically made the match.
Oh, I agree. This sold the match. Just because they did something really nice throughout the night tonight for these two, they actually referenced the history.
Right, they showed clips. They showed clips all throughout the night.
Yeah, of Orton and Cena, including, you know, Cena's dad getting punted in the head. The I Quit match between Orton and Cena, and I think they had something else too, didn't they?
There was one other moment. Yes, can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, it was there.
But they're making this feel like the big deal it should be. A lot of us don't want to see the title unify, but at least they're making it seem like a big deal. My only issue is the fact that they're not really referencing the fact that this happened before. Like, they're basically referencing the fact that Chris Jericho, unified the titles years ago. It's like, oh yeah, that didn't happen. That totally didn't happen.
No. This is the first time since then. That's what they're making it right. I think they might... Alright, there's something where I'm thinking in my head. Well, Chris Jericho always says he wants to do something different. I can see him returning to challenge whoever wins this match at the Royal Rumble. Call me crazy, but I'm getting... That might be a hint somewhere.
Oh, and I can see that. I can completely see that. And that's totally fine if it happens. But yeah, they did a really nice job tonight of giving this match that big match feel that it needs to have. My only issue I have with it, actually one of the issues I have with it, is the fact that, I forget who said it, but basically, you know, that this is going to be like the greatest match of all time. No.
It might be one of the biggest matches of all time because of the importance of it, but it won't be the greatest matchup ever.
No. It's like, no, this can't top certain matches. No. I'm sorry.
All right, this
won't come close.
Lindsay, this may be the greatest tables, ladders, and chairs match at TLC in history.
No, it won't.
No?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Doing the no, doing the hand gesture, the sarcastic
no.
hand gesture.
No.
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 Just no.
Okay, well, could be. You never know. So, that's Monday Night Raw. It was a very interesting show.
My only disappointment, because they just completely, totally hooked me in with it, was the Bryan stuff, is we didn't get a little bit more of it. I wanted, like, one more moment. And we'll probably get that on SmackDown where we see more of it, because they tend to like to put the Wyatts on SmackDown. So we'll probably get more of Bryan and Bray then, but it's just something of, I wanted more of that tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's like you saw Bryan, and there were points in that promo where Bryan actually looked like he was considering what Bray was saying, especially at the end.
We have not heard from Daniel Bryan, and that's the one thing we'll probably hear either SmackDown or next week on Monday Night Raw.
Exactly.
With that being said, we'll wrap this show up right here for another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
That's right, as we go out to I Feel So Pretty, which is amazing. Tune in Thursday night. We don't have any big interviews for you, sorry, but we're coming back off the tryptophan-induced coma, and we will be talking all things wrestling. We've got Impact, we've got news, we've got notes, we've got discussions. I'm sure we'll be talking about the Wyatts in some capacity, because I'm just completely obsessed with them.
Well, we'll probably be talking about the Wyatts and probably how you make a new star right after WrestleMania.
Yep. So, because, well, Rock came up with a scenario, which is kind of awesome. So tune into The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
You can also check out The Rack Extra, Total Divas Edition, Friday afternoons, Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Mace does WTR Games Garage. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio. Check out episode 308, which was the 6-year show we did this past Saturday. That was just hilarious. Now check it out right now at wildtalkradio.com. Check us out midnight-ish Saturday nights for the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. CB Radio then follows Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Join Mason, Mike, and myself for all the news you can possibly handle. We'll be back next Monday for another edition of Raw Post Show live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us link is a link to my Redbubble store. If you would like to buy any of my artworks, including Portrait of a Wyatt, they are available for sale on my Redbubble store. You can get shirts, you can get prints, you can get phone covers, anything, pretty much anything you want. It's available there on Redbubble.com. I can't give my full link because it's complicated, so just go to my website. And that's it.
You can also click the link at RackRadioShow.com. You buy the official Rack t-shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow and use the banner on RackRadioShow.com for Amazon purchases this holiday season. This has been another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and BemLanePromo.com. For Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rack, and we'll see you next Monday night and all week long right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by, well, I already said that, only on WildTalkRadio.com.
Should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy. I feel sunny. I feel. easy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which? What? Where? Who?
Such a pretty face, who? Such a pretty dress, who? Such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me, such a pretty me, such a pretty me.
I feel stunning,
I feel stunning,
and then prancing,
and then prancing,
like running,
like dancing,
and joy.
For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.